Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all things. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafi anbiya illahi. And may Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of all prophets of Allah, Nabiyyina Muhammad, our Prophet Muhammad, Sayyid al-Mursaleen, the chief of all the messengers, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, and likewise all of his family and companions, amma ba'd, as for what follows. And we thank Allah Ta'ala, the one who has guided us and blessed us to come together here at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal in the city of Pittsburgh with our brothers from South Florida, connected through the Tarbiyah Initiative of South Florida. وَفَّقَهُمْ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ. May Allah grant them success in attaining every good thing. And we come together on this 17th night, this evening of the 17th day, in the month of Rabi'un al-Akhar, in the year 1438, to return to our study of the great book in Aqidah, Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the three principles, by Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhabi rahimahullahu ta'ala. And we have in our last session begun our reading on the topic of the messengers, the mursaleen, or the rusul, the messengers. And we talked about in our last gathering, and we read from the explanation of al-usul al-thalatha by our beloved Shaykh, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on him, Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. And that was on the topic of who are messengers, what's the definition of a messenger, a bit about the difference between a Nabi, a prophet, and a Rasul, a messenger, and so on. And now we arrive at page number 97, near the bottom. The author stated, رَحِمَهُ تَعَالَى وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالرُّسُلِ يَتَضَمَّنُ أَرْبَعَةَ أُمُورٍ. And so belief in the messengers includes four matters, four things. الأول, the first of those four things, الإيمان بِأَنَّ رِسَالَتَهُمْ حَقٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, that their message that they brought, their divine message of revelation, that is the truth that has come from Allah the Most High, to believe in that, and to be convinced in that. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ بِرِسَالَةِ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِالْجَمِيعِ, whoever rejects the messengership of any one of the line of messengers, then he has disbelieved in all of them. There are some people, they say, we are Jews, we follow Moses. We recognize that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come with the signs of prophethood, but he's the prophet for the Arabs. So they recognize his prophethood, but they say he's for the Arabs, and we don't have to follow him. So it's in essence, in tatbiq, in application of this deen, they refuse to submit to and to follow the final messenger. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَوْ كَانَ مُوسَى حَيًّا لَمَا وَسِعَهُ إِلَّا تِبَاعِي. Had Musa been alive today, he would have no alternative to following me. Meaning he would have no option other than to follow me. Because this is the era of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here in the book of Allah, the author mentions a verse that proves whoever disbelieves in any one of those prophets, then he has disbelieved in all of them. كما قال الله تعالى, as Allah the Most High has said, كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. The people of Nuh, the tribe of Noah, they have rejected the mursaleen. They have rejected the messengers. The plural is used. Allah Ta'ala did not say here, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ نُوحًا. Verily, the people of Noah rejected Noah. But he said instead, the messengers. And here's a question for you. How many messengers had come to the people during the advent of Noah? Noah was the first messenger. So as Noah approaches his people and begins to call them to Tawheed, how many messengers have they seen? One. They've seen Noah. Yet Allah says, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The tribe of Noah, the people of Noah rejected the Rasuls, the Mursaleen, the messengers, while they had only seen one. The whole population of earth had only seen at this point historically one Rasul. But they are charged with and guilty of rejecting all of the messengers from the speech of Allah. There's benefit in that verse. Very high degree of benefit. From Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the 105th verse, I direct you at this point to our lessons with our brothers at Troyd in Canada. We went over Surah Ash-Shu'ara from the tafsir of the exemplary scholar Al-Alama Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir As-Sa'di in a number of sittings. And you'll find this verse explained. That's verse number 105 from Surah Ash-Shu'ara. To explain that, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, فَجَعَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُكَذِّبِينَ لِجَمِيعِ الرُّسُلِ. So Allah gave the verdict on them that they are mukaththibin. They are those who belie and reject all of the messengers. لِجَمِيعِ الرُّسُلِ. مَا أَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَكُنْ رَسُولٌ غَيْرُهُ حِينَ كَذَّبُوهُ. While there had not been other than this one messenger that had come to them at the time when they rejected him. وَعَلَى هَذَا. So then based on this, فَالنَّصَارَى, the Christians, الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا مُحَمَّدًا sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who reject Muhammad, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, وَلَمْ يَتَّبِعُوهُ, and they do not follow him, هُمْ مُكَذِّبُونَ لِلْمَسِيحِ بْنِ مَرْيَمِ. They are in actuality people who have rejected the message of the Messiah, the son of Mary. غَيْرَ مُتَّبِعِينَ لَهُ أَيْضًا. They are also people who are not followers of him. They're not following Jesus. They don't believe in him. They reject him and they don't follow him. لَا سِيَمَا وَأَنَّهُ قَدْ بَشَّرَهُمْ بِمُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially since he specifically, out of all prophets and messengers, the one historically closest to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then most logically, he would be the one naming the next prophet, identifying the next prophet, showing the signs and the things to look for to know where this next prophet is. As you know from Waraqa ibn Nawfal, he had signs that he knew of. He was a Christian, but he had things he was looking for in someone who would claim to be the prophet. And when he saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he heard the story of the first revelation that had come to him, he said what affirms the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning he was learned from the message of Jesus. He knew, he had the signs, he had the indications, he had knowledge of those things to know what to look for, and he was able to, based on that, affirm our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thus he's counted as one of the Sahaba, one of the companions, Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Even though he died in that period before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dispatched as a messenger, and he was a prophet at that time, with only the first revelation having come to him at that time. Whoever believed in him at that time is still a Sahaba. Even when this companion, Waraqa, died before ever having followed the Prophet or done anything except for affirming his prophethood, the scholars count him as a companion. So the Shaykh says, especially since the Christians have been given glad tidings and information about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا مَعْنَى لِبِشَارَتِهِمْ بِهِ, and there would be no meaning for them to have tidings of his advent, of his coming, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِلَّا أَنَّهُ رَسُولٌ إِلَيْهِمْ, except that he is a messenger that is for them to follow too. يُنْقِذُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ مِنَ الضَّلَالَةِ, and Allah would save them through him, through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from misguidance. وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, and he would guide them through him to the straight path. What's that verse in Surah As-Saff? وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. Very clear what he said to them. O children of Israel, Jesus said this to them as recorded in Surah As-Saff in the Quran. O children of Israel, verily I am a messenger of Allah to you, someone who verifies and confirms the truth of what is already here, meaning the Torah, and a bringer of glad tidings about a Rasul, about a messenger, who is coming after me, his name shall be Ahmad. That's all in Surah As-Saff. So they were given his name. And Ahmad is from the names of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was Muhammad, he was Ahmad, he was Al-Aqib, he was Al-Hashir, he was Al-Mahi, and so on. He had these names, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they knew his name, they knew his description, they had been given glad tidings of his coming. And so the Shaykh mentions here logically, what would it mean for Jesus to give them glad tidings of a Rasul coming if they were not required to look for, to affirm that Rasul, and to follow that Rasul, that messenger, whenever he comes to them? And that's why you saw the sincere Christians accepting Islam and following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they had been clinging to the real message of Isa, the real message of Jesus, and waiting for that messenger, that warner, that comforter. All kinds of descriptions had been given to them. They were looking for him and the signs of his prophethood. And when they saw him, their eyes flooded with tears, and they said, write us down from those who are the witnesses, meaning the people who follow the messenger. So that's the first issue as it relates to prophets and messengers. Our belief in them requires us to accept each and every one of them. And Allah Ta'ala has said, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ, that the believers, they say, we don't make any distinction between any of the messengers. Meaning, we don't do like the people of the past have done, saying this is our favorite, this is the one we like, and the rest of them don't concern us. Affirming and believing in some of them, rejecting and even slandering others, as has proceeded in the history of mankind. And so we say, what's our position on Idris? Maybe we don't know much about Idris as a prophet, but we say about him what? Mustafa, he's been chosen by Allah to be a prophet. We say alayhi as-salatu wa-salam. We love and we revere him, even if we don't know his story, where he went, who he spoke to, details about his life. We know that he called to what? Tawheed. He called to the worship of Allah alone. We know that the people of his time and his ummah were required to follow him. We know these things in a general way. And we don't say, well, I don't know about him. His name has come in the Quran, but I don't know about him, so I don't know if I would follow him or not. No, you say, he's from the prophets of Allah. I affirm him as one of the prophets who are the best of mankind. I love him, and it's my deen to honor him and not allow any ill speech against him, and so on. So then that is the first point, accepting all of the prophets and messengers without disbelieving or rejecting any of them. And to reject or disbelieve in any one of them is kufr. It is disbelief in all of them, not just that one that is being rejected. Athani, the second one, the second matter that is connected to our belief in the prophets and messengers, al-imanu biman alimna ismahu. To believe in the ones that we know the names of. Minhum bismihi, from them, using his name. Meaning we believe in Idris because we have his name. But there are other prophets we don't have the names of. We believe in them without knowing their names. Mithra Muhammadin wa Ibrahim wa Musa wa Isa wa Nuhin alayhi salatu wa salam. For example, names like Muhammad, Ibrahim, Moses, Jesus, Noah. May Allah raise all of their ranks and grant them peace. وَهَؤُلَاءِ الْخَمْسَةُ, those five, هُمْ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ, those are the five prophets of strong will and determination. They're called أُولُو الْعَزْمِ. وَقَدْ ذَكَرَهُمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي مَوْضِعَيْنِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ فِي سُورَةِ الْأَحْزَابِ. Allah has mentioned them in two places in the Qur'an. One place in Surah Al-Ahzab. That is the seventh verse. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ. And when we took the covenant from the prophets, وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ, and we took it from you, and from Noah, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ, and when we took it from Ibrahim, Moses, and Jesus. That's from Surah Al-Ahzab, the seventh verse. These five mentioned in a specific mention of names of prophets. وَفِي Surah Al-Shura, and as well, their names come mentioned in Surah Al-Shura, the 13th verse. في قوله, in the statement of Allah the Most High, شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا, he has legislated for you of the religion, of the deen, of obedience and submission, what he has commands to be followed to Noah. وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, and that which we have sent to you, O Muhammad, as revelation. وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and that which we have given to Ibrahim as a legacy of revelation and orders to follow, to Ibrahim, وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى, and to Moses and Jesus. أَنْ أَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ, that you establish obedience, or that you establish the religion. وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ, and you do not split up in the religion. From Surah Ash-Shura, the 13th verse. In that verse is mention of Noah first, and then you, Muhammad, and then Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa, the five of the greatest prophets and messengers, Ulul Azam. وَأَمَّا مَنْ لَمْ نَعْلَمْ إِسْمَهُ, as for the one, meaning the ones of the prophets that we don't know their names, minhum, those that we don't know of them, فَنُؤْمِنُ بِهِ إِجْمَالًا, then we believe in him, along with all of them, in a general way. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah the Most High has said, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولًا مِنْ قَبَلِكَ, and we have sent most certainly messengers before you. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ, some of them we have given you stories about them. We've given you reports about their lives and their struggles. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ, and from them are those we have not informed you of. We have not given you reports about their lives and their struggles. That's from Surah Ghafir, the 78th verse. الثالثُ, the third issue that's related to how we believe in prophets and messengers, تصديق ما صح عنهم من أخبارهم, that we believe in all of the reports that have come authentically from them. And there's no explanation of that point here offered by the Shaykh, as it follows in the previous point. If we affirm that they are from Allah and that they are true messengers, then based on every mention in the book of Allah that mentions Allah sent them, then we say because it is Allah who sent them, then they must have the truth with them. Allah would not send people to us that are dishonest, inaccurate, or unreliable in the reports they convey. It is from the wisdom of Allah that He would send us accurate, honest, reliable messengers with reports that can be trusted and not questioned. No need to question them or verify them. So for someone to believe that this is a prophet, but we can't really trust everything he said because maybe he wasn't accurate, or maybe he wasn't able to convey what he wanted to say, or maybe he was a liar, or these kinds of ideas. Impossible, because it all goes back to what you believe about Allah. You believe about Allah that He is Al-Hakim, Al-Alim. He is all-wise and all-knowledgeable. Then why would the all-wise and all-knowledgeable creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who is unlimited in power and capability, why would he send us a messenger incapable of conveying the message? Or inaccurate, heedless, mistaken in what he says, or a liar, or even worse than that? How would that match the divine wisdom, the perfect and complete wisdom of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Al-Rabi'u, the fourth matter that is connected to our belief in the messengers, Al-Amalu bi shari'ati man ursila ilayna minhum. That is, to act in accordance to the sharia of whoever has been sent to us specifically. And as it relates to us and our time that we live in, وَهُوَ خَاتَمُهُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, then he is, for us, the messenger, the seal of them, the finality of the prophets. He is Muhammad, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. الْمُرْسَلُ إِلَى جَمِيعِ النَّاسِ, the one who's been sent to all people. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, nay, I swear, Allah swears by your Lord, O Muhammad. He swears by himself. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and he negates that the people could have faith. They don't have faith, they don't have iman, until something happens. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, until they make you the judge in all disputes that arise between them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ, then thereafter they find no difficulty within themselves in accepting what you have given as a verdict. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and they submit in full compliance from Surah An-Nisa, the 65th verse. وَلِلْإِيمَانِ بِالرُّسُلِ ثَمَرَاتٌ جَلِيلَةٌ مِنْهَا. And to believe in the messengers brings about a number of fruits or benefits. And they are fine and great benefits. And from them, الْأُولَى, the first of them, الْعِلْمُ بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, to know about the mercy of Allah the Most High, وَعِنَايَتِهِ بِعِبَادِهِ, and to know about His care and concern for His servants, حَيْثُ أَرْسَلَ إِلَيْهِمُ الرُّسُلَ, as He has sent to them, those messengers, لِيَهْدُوهُمْ إِلَى صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in order for those messengers to guide those people to the path of Allah the Most High. وَيُبَيِّنُ لَهُمْ كَيْفَ يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهِ, and for them to clarify to the people how it is that they are to worship Allah. لِأَنَّ الْعَقْلَ الْبَشَرِيَّةِ لَا يَسْتَقِلُّ بِمَعْرِفَةِ ذَلِكِ, and the human intellect is not something that by itself alone can be used to determine those matters. Meaning, as pious as a man may be, as honest and genuine as he is, as pure as his fitrah and untainted as it may be, in a place where corruption hasn't spread, and he's a good person with sincerity and a good heart, he would not know about 5 salah every day, 2 rak'ats of fajr, 4 rak'ats of dhuhr, and the times for these prayers. He would not know these by his instincts, by his genuineness, or his sincerity. He has to learn these matters from the teachings of a prophet that has been sent from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So human intellect alone, while Allah has given us a fitrah, an inclination to accept the truth, and Allah has given us aqal, He's given us intellect, Allah has given some of us sidq and ikhlas, any genuineness and sincerity, those matters all together would not be enough to guide a person. And the proof for that is the sending of the messengers. Had that been enough, then that would have been our test in this life. No messengers sent to mankind. Just what? People with intellect and instinctual guidance and some genuineness and sincerity, they should find the right path themselves and determine the affairs and determine what the truth is from their instincts and their intellect. Rather, Allah Ta'ala has tested His servants by the sending of the messengers. So when you know this, the first benefit of believing in the messengers is that you appreciate and understand something about the mercy of Allah and His concern that He has had for mankind. So that's the first benefit mentioned by the Shaykh of 3. أَثَانِيَةُ شُكْرُهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى هَذِهِ النِّعْمَةِ الْكُبْرَى, the ability to be grateful to Allah, meaning when you know about the messengers and this great blessing that there has occurred on this earth, so many prophets and messengers sent by Allah to guide mankind, then one can be grateful to Allah for that and fulfill his role as a grateful servant of Allah Ta'ala. الثالثة, the third and final one mentioned here by the Shaykh, رحمه Ta'ala, is محبت الرسول عليهم الصلاة والسلام وتعظيمهم. It is to love those messengers, may Allah raise their ranks and grant them peace, and to honor them, to consider them great. والثناء عليهم بما يليق بهم, and to praise them with what is befitting for them to be praised with. لأنهم رسول الله تعالى, because they are messengers from Allah, the Most High. ولأنهم قاموا بعبادته, and because they established the worship of Allah. وتبليغ رسالته, and they conveyed His message of revelation. والنصح لعباده, and they upheld sincerity and genuine advice to the servants of Allah. وقد كذب المعاندون رسلهم, and the arrogant rejectors, they rejected their messengers. زاعمين, falsely believing, أن رسول الله تعالى لا يكونون من البشر, that the messengers of Allah the Most High should not be from the species of mankind. وقد ذكر الله تعالى هذا الزعم وأبطله, and Allah has mentioned this false claim and He has nullified it and rejected it. بقوله, in His statement from Surah Al-Isra, the 94th and 95th verse, وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا, and nothing has prevented people from believing, إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى. Once the guidance has come to them, إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. Except that they said, is it that Allah has dispatched a human messenger? As if that's not befitting. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ. Say, O Muhammad, had it been that there were upon earth angels walking about calmly, meaning the inhabitants of the earth were angels like the inhabitants of the skies, لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا. Then we would have surely sent down upon them, or for them, from the sky, from the heavens, an angel messenger. If the servants of Allah on earth were angels, then Allah would have sent down an angel messenger. Again, what's the importance? So that the messenger matches their condition, and they can follow that messenger in all spheres of life. So if the beings being tested were angels, and they were created for that, then Allah would have sent down angel messengers. Now here, just a point to contemplate carefully here. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is all-encompassing, to the point that we say Allah knows everything that ever happened, how it happened to the tiniest detail of that, everything that will happen, and how it will happen down to the tiniest detail. The scholars add, everything that didn't happen, how it would have happened had it happened. Everything that will not happen in the future, how it could have happened and in what detail it would have happened had it happened. We as human beings would know nothing about these matters. We don't say, you know, in the past, had something happened, then something else would have taken place. We don't talk like that because our knowledge is limited. And in fact, that's one of the doors of the shaitan to play with us, that we talk about past events and say, had I done such and such, had I taken a different course of action, then a different outcome would have happened, and you begin to deduce alternate realities based on your different actions in those incidences in the past. About that, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith of the strong believer, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَذَا لَكَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. And don't say about a matter, had I done this, then such and such would have been the result. وَلَكِنْ قُلْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. But rather say, Allah has issued His decree, His qadr, and it is as He wills. Or, قَدْرُ اللَّهِ, meaning هَذَا قَدْرُ اللَّهِ. This is the qadr of Allah, and He does whatever He wills. And then the Prophet ﷺ explained, فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Because saying, had I done this instead, had something else happened, then this would have been a different result. That only opens up the door for the shaitan. Subhanallah. Yasser Qadhi, in his discussions about Trump becoming president, he introduces the principle about how we don't talk about Qadr and say, had this happened, something else would have happened.
And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let not one of you say, if I only did this, then that would have happened. Because saying, if I only, opens the door for shaitan. So when we look back, we're not looking back for the sake of, oh, if I had only done this, because it's done. Khalas, okay, he's in. Nothing we can do about that.
He introduces the principle about how we don't talk about Qadr and say, had this happened, something else would have happened. And then in that discourse, because he's confused in his basic beliefs, as much as he loves to announce that he is a theologian, you know, he is a professor in theology and all of that, he said in the discussion, after introducing the principle, had Hillary been elected, we would have a different outcome today. We would not be seeing these kinds of things had Hillary Clinton been elected instead of Donald Trump.
A lot of people are pointing out that if those third party voters had voted for Clinton, she would have won. There's an element of truth to that. And there is pretty much an undeniable reality that if Sanders had been running for office, then it's pretty much undeniable that he would have in fact been our president, right? So the Democratic Party has to blame. I'm going back, but the reality is that not just Muslims, if a number of other groups have worked together, this wouldn't have happened in hindsight. But we accept Allah's qadr.
Isn't that exactly what we're forbidden from saying? Had we been more active as voters and voted for Hillary Clinton instead of Donald Trump, had we been, then we would not have Donald Trump as a president-elect, and What different things would be happening? We would have different situations and different advantages today. That is misguidance upon misguidance. To actually know the principle, then to violate it right in front of the people that you just mentioned the principle to. That's a disgrace upon a disgrace. And we seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from knowledge that confuses a person and leads him into this type of madness. May Allah Ta'ala guide him. Anyway, about this ayah, that Allah informs us about what the universe would be like with angels upon earth and not human beings. Allah tells us that had that been the case, then He would have sent angel messengers and not human messengers. And that is for Allah to tell us about what didn't happen, and if it had happened, what would be the case. And we don't invent scenarios like this. We don't make deductions or guesses about past events and what would have happened had they turned out differently. But Allah Ta'ala, from His knowledge, is complete exhaustive knowledge about everything that didn't happen and how it would have happened had it happened. Allahu Akbar. فَأَبْطَلَ اللَّهُ هَذَا الزَّعْمِ. So Allah Ta'ala has rejected this false assumption that what? People should not be messengers, only angels should be messengers. بِأَنَّهُ لَابُدَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ بَشَرًا. Allah has explained that it's a must for the messenger to be human. لِأَنَّهُ مُرْسَلٌ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. Because he's being sent to the people of earth, meaning human beings. وَهُمْ بَشَرٌ. They're humans. وَلَوْ كَانَ أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةً لَنَزَّلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا. And had the inhabitants of the earth been angels, then Allah would have sent down upon them from the heavens an angel messenger. لِيَكُونَ مِثْلَهُمْ. In order for that messenger to be like them, to match their situation. وَهَكَذَا حَكَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ لِلرُّسُلِ. And thus Allah narrates from the rejectors of the messengers that they, أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا, that they had said, إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are nothing but human beings like us. تُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَسُدُّونَ عَمَّا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا. You just want to obstruct us from worshipping what our forefathers used to worship. فَأْتُونَ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. So bring us some clear authority. قَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ إِنْ نَحْنُ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. So their messengers said in response to them that we are but human beings just like you. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. However, Allah bestows His grace upon whomever He chooses from His servants. Meaning Allah has bestowed His grace upon us to be messengers and not angels and not you. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نَأْتِيَكُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And it is not for us to be able to bring any proof, any authority, any evidence, except by the permission of Allah. Those are the 10th and 11th verses of Surah to Ibrahim. And we'll close our discussion for this evening, thanking Allah Ta'ala and praising Him, extolling Him, declaring Him free of deficiencies and inappropriate descriptions, and sending salat and salam upon the finest of His creation, our Messenger Muhammad, and that of His family and companions. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best.